Good morning. Today is the 43rd day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count us yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder that we learn Mishnayos here every day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Para. We are in the 7th Perek, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. We've been talking a lot about how you cannot do any activity that might interfere. If you complete a complete activity that might interfere between the drawing of the water and the making of the Para Aduma ash. So the Mishnah now turns and says, Hamemale lo ulechatas. What if I'm at the river and I'm filling up two barrels? One I'm going to use for myself, I need potable drinking water. The other one I'm going to use for Para Aduma water. So the Mishnah tells us the correct order of filling should be Memale eshalotchila. Obviously you need to fill yours first, because if you fill the Para Aduma one first, what would be is that you would be completing a complete whole action, namely filling up potable water for yourself, after you went ahead and you prepared the spring water, to which you didn't add the Para Aduma water, and you would have completed an activity in between which would ruin the Para Aduma water. So therefore, Mamalia Shalotchila, fill up yours first, for Kosho Ba'isel, the Mishnah adds, also tie it to the carrying pole. And then, and only then, v'acharkach, memale yeshalchatas. Then, and only then, go ahead and fill up the one that's going to be used for the Para Aduma water. Bemile shalchatas tchila, v'acharkach mile yeshalah, opasol. If he filled up the one for Para Aduma first, and then he filled up his own, so he completed a complete action, and he ruined the status of the Para Aduma water. No sin eshalol, by the way, while on the subject, when we used to carry the water, people used to carry with a carrying pole on their shoulder. One barrel would be in front of him, one barrel would be behind him. Obviously, the one in front of you, you're going to pay better attention to than the one behind you. So the Mishnah tells us, Nosein eshalola achorav eshalchatas lefanav. It is more correct to put the one that you are going to maintain in front of you, in back of you, and the one that you are going to use for the Para Aduma water in front of you, so you can keep an eye on it. If you put the one for Para Aduma water after you and back of you, that's going to be no good. You will have ruined the Para Aduma water. What if they were both supposed to be Para Aduma water? You need both barrels. That's a lot of Temeim. So no sein echad lefana bechad la'achorav. Then you can put one in front of you and one in back of you, and still it would be kosher, because at that point in time, you're stuck. You got no other choice. And so under those circumstances, that's what you should do. Hamolich es hachevel biyado. What if I take a Para Aduma water barrel, and I need to fill it up? So I toss it in, but I want to pull the barrel out, so I have a rope. And I need to return the rope, because I borrowed the rope from my friend. So Hamolich es hachevel biyado ledarko kasher. I want to return the rope to my friend. As I carry this barrel forward, I bump into my friend. Can I return the rope to him before I make the Para Aduma water, or is returning the rope considered a complete activity? And so the Mishnah says, I'm not going out of my way, it's still going to be okay. V'shalo ledarko, but if I meet the owner of the rope not directly on my path, I don't have to take even one extra step. If I have to take one extra step, puzzle, it's going to be no good. Zahalach liYavne shlosha moados. Should just know that this question made its way into Yavne, where the Chachamim was sitting to debate for 3 yamim tovim, a full year. Uvemoed shlishi echshiru lo horasha. On the 3rd yantiv, they met and they validated it in a special horasha due to the extenuating circumstances. They said, in this particular case, there was no other mechatas ready available. The mechatas from this water had been used to be mitar many kelim. So if we turned around and we said the water is going to be no good, retroactively, all the other stuff that had become tahor from the Para Aduma water is going to cause a financial loss. But in general, a person who goes out of his way to return the missing rope to the neighbor is going to be ruining the Para Aduma water. So it's better not to do it, but since it was done, it would be okay. Harasha, it was to be okay in the past. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day, and a Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.